Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are with former felony prosecutor and attorney Eric Faddis right now. Rhett Sirimann is the topic at hand. In Las Vegas PD, their DNA lab is now conducting a direct comparison this week against Rex Heuermann's DNA and the DNA recovered in a case of a woman who was murdered several years ago, a New Jersey mom, Victoria Camera. The results are expected in 6 to 8 weeks. I imagine this is probably not the first, not the last of a lot of comparisons that are going to be going on here. The fact that this is being a direct comparison with DNA, does this put any more weight on it in terms of that they got this far to make the comparison, or is everybody just kind of doing their due diligence and taking a look at every cold case that sits out there that looks like it could possibly have some sort of relation?
Yeah. So, you know, forensics have really advanced within the past 20 to 30 years or so. And really what a lot of jurisdictions have are databases of DNA material, even from a lot of years or decades ago, that they have preserved until the time at which they could properly test it and compare it with other samples. And for Rex Heuermann, that time is now. And so unfortunately for him, Las Vegas is doing that DNA testing. And I've got to imagine a number of other places that have cold cases like this are going to compare the DNA they preserved from these cold cases years ago to Rex Heuermann's DNA that he provided in the New York case and see if there's a match. And I wouldn't be surprised if more criminal cases come forward based on those potential DNA matches.
Yeah, it would not be surprising at all. I know there's four essentially in the queue from Las Vegas is what we're hearing, that I guess depending on what this one shows, if they're going to be moving forward with the others, I would think they'd be looking at any possible connections there. Let's say he does show up in as a match with other murdered victims in other states. Is that likely then going to make this into several trials in several states? Does that make this a federal case at that point because it's crossing state lines? How does that all work?
Yeah, so oftentimes, especially with homicide cases, the state often elects to go forward on the charges and not federal. It depends on circumstances, but usually the idea is that, you know, this happened within the state's jurisdiction. They should be able to handle it how they see fit. Here, we've got potentially multiple murder cases across the country. And so what I'm guessing is that if more cases come forward in different states, I imagine those cases will still remain at the state level, but that they could certainly incorporate evidence from a different state in which Rex Roman is also facing a murder charge if the prosecutors can show the connection sufficiently between those alleged acts, those alleged murders, and show sort of a thread that weaves throughout them, show a modus operandi, a way that Rex Roman went about killing these folks that establishes that it's him in all circumstances, according to the prosecution. So that's kind of what I'm guessing is going to happen, is that they would remain at the state level, but perhaps work collaboratively to try to get this guy behind bars or underground, depending on the jurisdiction.
I'm curious to get your outlook on how the family of Huerman is handling things right now. There's been some pushback from one of the attorneys representing some of the Gilgo Beach murder victims, expressing concern about the GoFundMe that is now up, raising the concern that the Huermans have an $80,000 tax levy against them right now, and where exactly those funds are going to be going or really need to be going. It's also been brought up that on paper, from what is out there, they do appear to have some wealth, several million dollars, actually. Now, we don't know how that's all laid out. We don't know if Rex is the one who controls all of that and the wife and the kids are stuck, you know, destitute with no access to any of that. I want to preface it that way. But what do you say about the optics of the family right now and how they've been handling things? It does seem like there's a push to gain money from the public, and also just some of the odd behavior of, we want privacy, yet we're going to sit on our porch all the time and taunt the press.
Yeah, you know, I think with some of the GoFundMe stuff with the family, I think they're kind of preparing for what they could see as the inevitable, which is, you know, this patriarch who is bringing in gobs of money, like you said, millions of dollars, is going to be gone. And so I think that they're kind of doing is planning for what their future is going to look like. And then you may have seen, but certain family members have actually retained attorneys. And so they've lawyered up. And so is that because they're worried about some sort of connection or association with what happened? Is that because they just want to protect themselves in this terribly chaotic time? I don't know. But it certainly is curious that they've retained counsel, and counsel has in fact made a couple of statements to the press regarding all of them.
Yeah. In cases like this where you have one member of the family, one spouse that's doing something absolutely horrendous, allegedly, and then the others, from what we know, are clueless, didn't really know a whole lot, certainly not enough to really speak up or say much. When it comes down to it, those finances, obviously you have attorney fees, and there's going to be a lot of fees just to stay above water. If you have millions of dollars, that might pay a lot of it or most of it. You may not have a whole lot left, especially on a case of this level. But do the courts look at the family a little bit differently if there is joint money, joint accounts, joint tax returns, things of that nature, and have grace for a family that really has, that had themselves completely blown up? It was only one person who was committing these crimes. The other three do rely on that money. It is money that I know they all were working. So was his wife. Do they have grace at all with funds and not simply take them all or spread them out in terms of compensation for victims, considering that in many ways, the family themselves, if they have nothing to do with this, would be victims as well?
Yeah, you know, in my experience, with almost every legal matter, there's what the law says, right? And then there's, you know, the human component. And judges, at least most of them, are not immune to that, having that human component. And so my apprehension is that the courts are going to see this family as kind of just in a horrible lose predicament. And are they going to, you know, have that mindset when making determinations on funds? And, you know, if there's a civil suit, which I would expect, expect from the victims' families against Rex Herrmann and his assets and his family and his joint funds with anybody. You know, I think once it comes to the civil side, I think the laws and the court is going to be less sympathetic in terms of how that money is potentially attached and where it goes. And, you know, millions of dollars, especially now, and talking about legal fees, that's not going to go as far as a lot of people think it's going to go.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth. A legend. A unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine. And it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.